What would you say is a key highlight in your life?
Marrying Raymond. No yeah. question.
Yeah.
I never had any expectation of such a life. When I got this cancer thing, I said, I cannot complain. I've had 90 years of the best life of anyone I've ever known.
We can point out here on November 20th, 2012, you learned a month ago mm-hmm. about cancer, and you've had your first chemo experience. Here you are.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah. Advice to young women.
I had a lot of lectures. And they were always planning. I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this. And I say, don't get yourself in lockstep. Keep open to all the opportunities that come by and grab them, even if they hadn't been on your list. I never thought I'd marry and live in Tulsa.
No, all these things that you've done, you could never have planned for.
Serendipity has ruled our lives, and we have had such good luck.
You've been so public. Were you ever asked to run, or did you consider running
yes.
for public office?
I can't do it. I don't belong to a church. We give to the Unitarian Church, but that doesn't count as a church. And I'm too controversial.
You'd have to mind some P's and Q's that you couldn't mind, perhaps. There's a piano sitting over here in your living room, and you did play the piano as a young girl.
Yes.
Do you play today?
Not at all. It's really bad. In fact, we're going out with the Langenkamps tonight, and Sandra said, you remember when we had a Christmas party and you were the only one who could play the piano at all? I said, I was so terrible. When I was in college, middle of my sophomore year at Vassar, I realized I did not have the great talent that my parents had, that it didn't matter to me because I was more interested in sociology, economics, political science, English lit, and that I better get out of music. It just was smooth, no regrets, and very clear.
As we look back on your life, how would you like to be remembered?
Maybe she did the best she could. I hope as a happy person who lived a very, very fulfilling life, full of nature, which is terribly important to us both. And wonderful children.
If your children were here and I asked them just a sentence or so about your parents, what do you think any of them would say?
I have no idea. I think they love us a lot.
Well, that's important.
I think it was serendipity for them.
Well, they were indeed fortunate to have you and Ray.
We were so fortunate. And Richard, our first one, looks like Raymond, talks like Raymond. John, our third, is just an incredible person.
Which one of them is the music producer?
Richard. He's got a Grammy, and he's got 41 platinum records. Now, for a woman who couldn't make it in music, isn't it good to have a son like that?
Well, I better let you go here to Pilates. I admire you at 90. Is there anything else that I should have brought up
no,
or we could touch on?
I think I've been just enormously lucky in my life, just incredibly.
But here you are, a woman who has accomplished so much, and you have this positive attitude. Did you ever have a fight with depression that
no.
you had to fight with? You've just been naturally an optimistic type of person.
I think both my parents were. Raymond is. His mother wasn't. It was difficult for me to cope with. His father was a big optimist.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for this time
we've
spent.
I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
You're such a busy lady. We might point out that we had to break the interview so that you could go to a luncheon at Mark Twain Elementary, and you were very impressed with that school and what they're doing. So then we reconvened 2 hours later to finish this, and now she's off to Pilates. That's not bad for a 90-year-old woman.
No, it isn't. That's just lucky. That's just plain lucky.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, John.
I did, too.
I really have.